The answer is no change ACTH, no change cortisol. It's impossible for dexamethasone to further suppress cortisol when it's already undetectable. So dexamethasone, structural analog of cortisol, will induce negative feedback at the hypothalamus and anterior pituitary. ACTH already suppressed, can't go any lower, so it's just no change. Patient has an endogenous cause of Cushing's syndrome with undetectable ACTH, meaning the etiology is primary adrenal. It's either a cortisol-secreting tumor of the zona fasciculata or it's diffuse hyperplasia of the adrenal cortex. So with high-dose dexamethasone, we would see failure of suppression of cortisol with high-dose dex. So we're going to have no change cortisol in this case. Cortisol is not going to go up. Don't get confused with the up arrow. They're not asking for the level of cortisol. They're just asking for the change in cortisol and ACTH. And once again, ACTH can't go any lower, so it's no change. And cortisol is going to stay high. It's not going to be suppressed, so we just have no change cortisol. I talk in more detail about how the dexamethasone suppression test works in the longer audio associated with this question. Long fucking discussion, okay? Very annoying to wrap your head around if this is the first time you're seeing this. So, but as I said, I discuss it in more detail in the longer audio. That's it.